Israeli forces this week evacuated a West Bank settlement and its approximately 250 residents. It's described by the Associated Press as the largest unauthorized outpost in the area, which was built without formal permission but with the implicit support of the Israeli government. This comes as Israel has approved thousands of new settler homes in the West Bank. The issue is a controversial one, both in Israel and the Middle East and also in the U.S. With me to talk about this is James Gelvin. He's a professor of modern Middle Eastern history at UCLA. And Professor Gelvin, to what do you attribute Israel's decision to go ahead with these new settlements now?
Trump, in one word.
That simple.
It's that simple. The Obama administration and Netanyahu did not see eye to eye about the settlements. Your listeners recall, I'm sure, the vote in the United Nations in which the United States abstained from a vote that condemned the settlement activity. During the campaign and since he's been elected, Donald Trump has said that, first of all, settlements are fine by him. The Israelis should actually expand settlements. There are people in his administration, for example, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who have actually, his foundation has actually given money to the settlements. So there is, without any doubt, that Trump is responsible for it. And the Israelis are saying this as well.
This seems to be a harbinger of the kind of relationship that the U.S. and Israel have under the Trump administration, probably, in the eyes of many, a better relationship, at least between the two leaders, for sure. What does this mean for the U.S. relationship with some of Israel's neighbors?
Well, the question is whether or not a better relationship with Israel, a closer relationship with Israel, is actually something that will redound in Israel's favor and in America's favor as well. In terms of Israel's favor, Israel has been moving closer to many of its neighbors who are also terrified at the prospect of an Iranian nuclear weapon, for example. If Israel now, for example, expands settlements, if the Americans move the embassy to Jerusalem, that's going to break up that alliance and create havoc in the region in terms of international alignment.
So do you think then that this movement could be breaking apart what could become some kind of coalition in that region with a common purpose?
When we talk about a Middle East conflict, in the old days it was the Israel-Palestine conflict. Now you don't know where to begin in terms of what the Middle East conflict is. Is it Syria? Is it between Saudi Arabia and Iran? Is it the Israel-Palestine conflict? You know, it's all these things in combination. Now, over the last few years, the Israel-Palestine conflict has been moved from the center part of the agenda of the region into the periphery. And now what is emerging again is that once again, the conflict is once again being moved to the center as a result of this, let's say, resurgence of an American-Israeli alliance around settlements, perhaps moving the embassy, et cetera.
And that's now in addition to all of the other conflicts that have simmered to the surface since the Israeli-Palestinian conflict sort of went to the back burner a while back.
That's absolutely the case. The uprisings of 2010-2011, the dramatic events that took place in Syria, the civil wars in Yemen and Libya, I mean, all these things have taken place in the region. And this has sort of like displaced the Israel-Palestine conflict as a major focus of people's attention.
Is there enough in common between Israel and some of its neighbors on issues like Iran to overcome the sort of overarching Israeli-Palestinian conflict?
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict had been moved to the sidelines, and other things were actually taking the fore. And in the beginning of this century, the Saudis had actually put forward a peace plan. And part of that peace plan was if there is a peace between Israel and Palestine, all the Arab countries would recognize Israel. There was an expansion of the relationship between Israel and various countries within the region. Most of it took place behind the scenes. The Arab states are really not all that prepared to go public with a further expansion of a relationship with Israel. But there was a strategic understanding between Israel and particularly the Gulf countries around the danger of Iran. Now, the problem is if, once again, the Israel-Palestine issue comes to the fore. If, for example, the United States moves the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, And there is large-scale rioting that takes place in the Palestinian territories. If, for example, there is a third intifada that would break out, if, for example, there were other events that would somehow spark a crisis within the relationship between Israel and the Palestinians, then it's very likely that the Arab states will once again move into a very defensive posture against the Israelis.
James Yelvin is a professor of modern Middle Eastern history at UCLA.